morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Canes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Are you ready to go on exciting adventure?
That opens the door to living in the moment.
Yeah, man, let's do that.
It's called being here. When you're being here, that is an exciting adventure. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And today's program is called The Art of Being a Healer. I didn't say doing a healer or doing being a healer, but being a healer. And what it requires is
listening.
Well, I was going to say being here, which requires listening.
You notice we finish each other's sentences and we dovetail. We'd like to let you know that right up front.
But listening is the most critical thing, because you see, most of us think the important stuff is yet to come rather than realizing that this moment is all there is, and this is the important stuff.
Guess what?
What?
We are not going to try and get you anywhere today.
Change you, fix you, make you better in any way?
We are simply going to be here. And excitingly enough, at least for me.
That's enough.
Yes. We are not going to give you something to apply in the future to make you a better healer. This is the art of being a healer. And as Shia and I have already mentioned, and we're coming back around to, listening in this format is the vehicle, key to pull you into the moment. And when you are in the moment, your presence is what comes forward. And you become
your presence is the healer within you, rather than doing a technique, rather than trying to change or fix someone. Your presence with them is all it takes for them to heal themselves, because human beings have been healing themselves for all the eons of time, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
You know, I'm really excited we're doing this show today, aside from I'm just feeling generally enthusiastic. Because
a good night's sleep and a cup of coffee will do that.
There you go. And hanging out with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
We are offering the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer weekend in New York City in December, the first weekend of December, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And a lot of people are already registered for it. A lot of you folks are coming over from Europe to do it. And I'm excited that we are starting now with this so that you can jumpstart that weekend course. And if you're not already registered and you want to join us, it is certainly not too late. The course will be, we're going to build the foundation today for the art of being a healer.
And if you want to find out more about that course, go up on our website at transformationmadeeasynotdifficult.com.
Right.
You don't need the not difficult part in there between the easy and the dot com.
Let's talk about awareness.
Okay, let's talk about awareness.
Awareness, our definition, it's a non-judgmental seeing of something or witnessing or observing. It's a proactive looking at something without adding a value for or against it.
Which is, for most of us, just about impossible. I mean, because our minds are such a facile, effective tool for most of us, that we function through our mind's judgmental systems without even realizing that we're judging. We're just, oh, beautiful house, beautiful colored leaves outside, lovely tree, ugly belly. It's all the same to the mind. The mind just spits out judgments. Now, here's the thing. Our judgmental nature is what gets between us and our natural ability to be healers. Each of us, human beings, are healers. We have that potential. Now, the thing is, it's not easily gotten in touch with if you're trying to do some technique to heal people.
Now, I just want to reiterate What we said in the description of this show, in case you haven't read it or in case you haven't read it recently, this show is not just for health professionals or massage therapists or people who consider themselves people who go in and work to support a person's physical well-being. This is
or
for
emotional well-being.
Or emotional well-being. This is for everyone, because our hypothesis is that people want to make a difference, and that people want to be able to be supportive of those around them. And, you know, when you're sitting in the office, if you're an office worker, and someone sitting next to you is having a bad day or having they're in pain in some aspect of their life, or you have a friend who's going through a divorce, or you have a child who's hurting, you want to be able to be a presence or have an impact on the quality of that person's life.
At least we want to have a positive impact. But, you know, what's interesting, if you look, you'll see that if somebody's upset, we have a tendency to get annoyed with them for being upset. We get upset with them for being upset. And that will never produce healing in that other person. What produces healing is compassion for where they are, and compassion is not pity. It is not coming from that you are better than they are and that you're going to help them to get overcome this difficulty in their life.
Another possible reaction to somebody's upset is that it evokes upset in you. Case in point, an aggressive driver, a person who cuts you off or is driving in a reckless manner. People don't do that unless they're upset.
And then if you get upset with it and give yourself good reason to be upset because of their behavior, then it's only the machinery of your mind that has taken over and is now in control of you as a being. See, what makes human beings healers is their beingness, not their intellect or doing. You know, they've done studies that show that certain doctors who give placebos, which aren't real drugs or medication, but are sugar pills, basically, give the person an idea they're getting a medicine. But if a doctor has a healing presence about him
or her,
more of their patients will heal with the placebo than doctors who just perfunctorily give medication that is effective, but it doesn't have the effect of the healing presence of the being of that doctor, whether she or he is doing anything or not. It's the way you are. And that is critical. Most of us are so desperately trying to change or fix our lives that we're not in the current moment of our lives. We're so busy getting somewhere that's going to be better than where we are, like someone out of pain, rather than allow them to be in pain if they're in pain.
You know, a lot of you who listen to this show, and obviously not a huge portion because there's so many thousands of you listening, but many of you come to Monday nights or have come to weekends. And one of the things that we've noticed is that simply walking into the room before the evening even starts, oftentimes people report they instantaneously transform. They instantaneously drop the cares of the day, the upsets. So much happens simply by walking into a room where the preponderance of people are centered. Now, given any given week, you're going to have somebody or a series of somebodies who may be off center, but practicing the art of being present and bringing awareness to your life supports you in being a healing presence for those who are around you.
Everywhere in your life, whether it be the person at the checkout counter that you interact with, you can shift the way their whole day goes. You know, last week we made a trip out to Montauk Point, the far end of Long Island, and to get there we had to cross over two large bridges, one the George Washington Bridge and the other was the Throgs Neck Bridge. And, you know, we were towing a boat behind our vehicle, so we had to pay cash rather than go through the easy pass. And our interactions with those two toll collectors changed the composure, the essence of their day shifted and changed, and their whole lives shifted in the moment out of our interaction. Not that we were trying to change or fix them, but we were just there with them, one human being to another. The impact of your humanity is so palpable and so powerful if you are there for it.
By the way, that means even you. It also means even you if you've been upset lately or have had what you consider a bad day.
Or lost in the drama of your life.
Sometimes people... Oftentimes, people underestimate themselves. They think that they don't
always
have anything to offer.
Always.
All right, let's scale it up.
Always. People always underestimate themselves and what they have to offer.
And so what you don't recognize is your internal conversation about yourself
is not who you are.
And that the limitations about you contained in that conversation are not real. You are so far greater than that conversation.
But see, here's the thing. The second principle of instantaneous transformation is that no two things can occupy the same moment at the same time. And that means if you're busy with the story of your inadequacies or your inabilities or your self-doubts, then there's no possibility in that moment for you to discover your brilliance and greatness. So in this show, we're going to create an environment where it's possible for you to slow down enough to get into the current moment of your life. And when that happens, what you can discover, often do discover, is your brilliance, your greatness.
So keep using the show today as an opportunity to take your attention off the conversation you're having with yourself about yourself and actually listen.
See, and listening doesn't mean agreeing or disagreeing. Listening is allowing yourself to hear what another is saying from their point of view.
Even the commercials. Come on back. We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
That's right.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes Online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ariel.
Hey, I'm Shia, and this is Being Here.
Yes. We were just chatting on the break, and we were talking about Shia's background. Because this show, our work, all comes out of, springs out of the seed of Shia discovering himself about 25, 26, 27, it always loses itself, years ago, as a healer. What he discovered was that his presence was healing, and he had an interest in body work. He went to school at the Swedish Institute of Massage and got a license to practice massage therapy.
In New York.
And then also studied with some rather great healers around the country and around the world. And but even when he was in school, I was always so impressed because he'd come home and we would talk about what had happened for him in class that day while he was studying anatomy and all the different things he had to study. His teachers had heard about him, and they would come up to him and say, listen, you know, I have this pain in my lower back. I can't get rid of it. You think you could work on me before you leave today? And Shia was already healing his teachers. And it's really one of those things where you discover right then and there, it's not about doing the right technique. It's about who you are and how you're being.
In fact, the technique frequently gets in the way of your being a healer because people who have a technique do that automatically so they don't have to be in that uncomfortable place of not knowing in which healing takes place. Because healing takes place not out of something you do, but it's in the way you're connected to the person you're being with.
So one of the things that became really clear was that if Shia could direct a person's attention into a source of pain, that, and the person simply brought their awareness there without judging themselves for having it and without giving themselves a reason for having it, that it could disappear. And at the time when he first started Shia work, that's what we eventually termed it, when he first started doing that, we're living in our Park Avenue apartment. This is before we went off to...
This is before our transformation happened for us.
Yes. And we had an orthopedic surgeon, quite famous guy, who lived in our building, who was chatting with Shia in the elevator one day, and Shia was describing some of what he did, and the surgeon said, oh, it's not possible to touch the psoas muscle that way.
Palpate,
he said. So I said, oh, of course you can. I will show you. Come on up. So he came up to our apartment, and Shia worked on him, and he was amazed. And he started sending the people who'd been in pain over time that he couldn't help surgically, and Shia got them out of pain. There is the possibility that you, simply by being with anything that is uncomfortable, without trying to get rid of it, it can disappear. Let's look at the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
The first one is anything you resist, anything you disagree with, anything you don't like persists it grows stronger. And it's all you can think about. So if there's a pain you're having and you want to get rid of it, as most of us normally would, the wanting to get rid of it is what keeps it in place. The second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of now. So if in this moment of now you have pain, that's the only way it can be. And the third principle is if you allow what you have in this moment, it will complete itself. So if there's a pain in your body and you allow it to be there without trying to get rid of it, because that would be the first principle, but just to notice it, see it, and allow it, not resist it, that's enough for it to dissolve. I'll give you an example. Have you ever gone to the doctor? You're sitting in the office, and you've had this pain, and then you describe the pain to yourself so you can tell the doctor what it is, and it dissolves. I used to find that for myself before I ever discovered the three principles, that if I was going to describe what was going on in my body, somehow it would shift.
Early in our relationship, Shia had this effect on me. I don't know, for those of you, if you haven't read our book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, The Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life. There's a story in there called The Burn. The book is great. We talk about having a burn I got on the back of Shia's motorcycle when we were dating, and it was really quite severe. But he talked me through looking at it and seeing it in a way that not only did the pain get manageable.
Well, how she got the pain was her leg touched the hot muffler, and it seared her leg. So that if you're wondering how that could happen, that's how it can happen.
I didn't know that could happen because I hadn't been riding motorcycles before. I didn't realize that when I put my leg too close to the hot muffler, that the hot muffler would touch the
jump
leg.
Jump out and grab her leg the way it did.
Yeah, it did. But we looked at it. We actually looked at it and described it.
But the pain.
The pain, in a way that the pain actually disappeared. Now, the interesting thing was that we were able to do it without the agenda to get rid of the pain. Because what happens is if you have an agenda to do something, the agenda is mind-based. The agenda itself actually gets in the way of something dissolving. It's really the first principle in disguise. Lots of people be with their pain, quote be, they're actually doing being, in order to get rid of it. It's more about being with the pain because that's what's there to be dissolved. That's what's there to be taken care of. Let's go back to talking about bringing awareness to your judgmental nature, because otherwise you bring your judgments to those around you.
But you see, you're so used to your judgmental nature, it's so normal to you that you don't even realize that you're being judgmental most of the time. So, but if you bring awareness to it, you're going to start to see it. And if you start to see it, then it will, and you don't resist it, but notice it without resisting it, it will dissolve. And that will allow you to be with people in such a way that healing takes place in them and in you.
I remember once Shia and I went and had a body work session with a fellow. And this was when I was in my, say, 30s. And I remember he's working on me doing a massage. And he starts talking about my muscles. And at that time, I hadn't been doing a lot of exercise. I certainly didn't have the level of activity that I have today. But instead of saying something to the effect of, it'd probably be a good idea if you exercise a bit more, he's like, wow, your muscles are really atrophied. And I remember having such a jolt because he added his judgmental system to his communication in a way that certainly didn't support me in getting back to work.
Atrophy was not a great compliment.
No, and he said it with attitude.
Yeah.
Your attitudes about yourself definitely translate to other people.
Right.
We have a caller on the line.
Alex, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Great to hear you guys.
Great to hear you.
Really?
Yeah, thanks for having me today. This is wonderful.
Well, it's wonderful having you. We actually got to see you already this week.
You did?
Yes, we have this month's video, our public video. Excuse me. In the November news is a little video of you.
Yes.
In the newsletter.
In the newsletter. If you haven't gotten our newsletter yet, you can just go up to our website. It's on the far right-hand side. You can. It's the first pull-down menu. It's the current newsletter. And you will see Back to the Moment.
And Back to the Moment is with Alex.
That's cool. I'm really thrilled to be on your show today. I do work in the healing profession. I'm a health counselor,
right.
And I write books about food and diet and nutrition. And just listening to you for the last few minutes, I've realized how I've been underestimating myself big time.
Yes.
And I have this ongoing story that in the last few weeks has gotten deafeningly loud that is really not true. That I'm not doing a good enough job and I should maybe consider another career.
Well, I have an idea for you.
Great.
Last night, Shai and I had a conference call with a number of people from Europe. And some of them needed to come on the call an hour later because they were on the last of a detoxing program with you. They were doing a nutritional program with you.
Yeah.
You underestimate also not only your greatness, but your intuitive nature.
Mm.
I am certain that a number of your clients wholeheartedly begin a program with you, and then they are hard on themselves when they either cheat or the results aren't as fast as they want, and they pick on themselves for not doing it good enough, and they think maybe they should do something else right when they're in the middle of the process.
Oh,
and you pick that up.
And you think it's you.
That's right. You pick it up in your thought processes, and you believe it to be you.
That is so accurate.
And hey. You know, we have more about this because there's a way to neutralize it and a way to turn this seemingly negative thing into something that's very useful. Can you come back with us after the break?
You bet.
Great. Come on back, everyone, and don't miss
Being Here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Come back, everyone.
Yeah.
Alex, you still there?
I am.
Excellent. Let's look at the three principles and this erroneous conversation that you had nothing to offer, and you should perhaps even look for a different line of work. You ready?
Close up the shop.
Yeah.
Okay. First principle, what you resist persists, grows stronger, and it dominates your life, and in this case, your thought processes. So you had this thought, and I bet you it wasn't something you liked.
Correct.
So when you have something like that and you don't like it, that's a form of resisting it, and it gets stronger, and you said it got very, very loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second principle, you can only have that conversation when you do.
Yeah.
And lots of times people think, oh, I shouldn't have this conversation. I should be over it by now. I shouldn't underestimate myself. And you are really a leader in your field. We know about you. The books that you've written are wonderful. And so this thought that you don't have anything to offer must be quite annoying when you get it.
Yes. Yeah, I've put a lot of work into, you know, all of this. I put a lot of work into my work, and to think about throwing it down the chute is really alarming.
Okay.
Well, you know, you really have to, I'm going to stop Ariel in her three principles, because you really have to be aware how the thoughts of others, how receptive and psychic you are to the thoughts of other people. An interesting thing happened this morning. We were just about ready to go to our Pilates exercise class, and for some reason, unbeknownst to us, we started feeling annoyed with each other, and we had no clue as to what it was, because nothing had happened.
I was like, I'm feeling annoyed, I want to be annoyed with you, and I didn't say it out loud, and I was like, yeah, well, that makes two of us. And
so then I walked to the front door and looked outside, and there was a car in our yard. So I opened the door, because we live in the country, and I said, hello.
Because the car's in the yard with the door open.
And there was nobody in the car, nobody around. And then I heard this voice. It was the woman who reads the electrical meter on the side of our house.
Oh.
And she said good morning. It was very pleasant. But as soon as she showed up, our cantankerous feelings towards each other disappeared, because we were reading a different set of thought processes.
We were reading a different meter than she was.
That's right.
And she left, and then we looked at each other, and she said, we were having a meter reader moment, and we were fine with each other. It was gone. It came with her and left with her.
Huh.
But here's the thing.
When you have those thoughts saying, I should quit what I'm doing, you're not looking at that you're working with people who are living with that they're doing their lives wrong.
Yeah.
And you judge that, as do they.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing.
Third principle.
When you can have compassion for this whole cacophony of conversation about you and your worth and your business, if you can...
Allow
it. Observe it. Have compassion for it.
You know, we didn't say in this program yet that our approach is not psychological. It's not problem solution oriented. It is anthropological. It is about witnessing. It is about looking at without judging. It is about seeing how you interact with your life without judging for yourself or anybody else for what you notice. That's all it takes to clarify that which has been in turmoil.
Yeah.
And so as you allow yourself compassion for it, you actually create the possibility of relief for the people around you, because you're being kind to yourself sets in motion a climate of being kind to oneself.
Mm.
And so in a certain respect, it's like the telephone. If I call you and you pick up the phone, then the call is coming from me to you. If you call me, I'll pick up the phone. It's calling from you to me. The telephone goes both ways. So when you're feeling disturbed, if you allow yourself to be okay with that, you're actually making a return call.
Okay, yeah.
And as a person who holds people's lives in your energy sphere because they're coming to you because they want to find a more balanced way of eating, they want to find a more balanced way of living, they want to feel more well-being in their lives, mm-hmm. then many of them are going to be starting at a place of dissatisfaction.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But you haven't taken into consideration, Alex, the impact of their thought processes on your thought process.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're like a peacock. What we've heard is that peacocks can eat poison and then they turn it into this beautiful plumage.
Poisonous plants.
So, you know, you're allowing yourself to consume the toxic thoughts of the people around you, and you're turning it into beauty.
Huh. That's really cool.
It is really cool. Yeah. But I'll tell you something else. It is also important that you keep reconnecting in with your community and with people who can support you, because it's so hard to do it all alone.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That was actually a second issue I wanted to bring up.
Please.
That I have ways of keeping myself centered. One is coming to Monday nights, you know,
mm-hmm.
another is going to yoga, going to massage every once in a while, stuff like that. And I see that I haven't been taking care of myself very well.
Absolutely. And you need to do that. I really see that as the biggest thing for a person who wants to be a healer, is that you have to recharge your own battery.
Well, you know, Ariel and I lead Monday night, but we're also participants in Monday night. We lead the weekends, but we're also participants of the weekends. We lead the courses in Costa Rica, but we're also participants in those courses. And our participation with other people looking at living in the moment grounds and centers us in our ability to be present.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Alex, it's not just doing things that support you. It's also about consistency.
Well, it's also about taking your attention off yourself and supporting others.
Mm-hmm.
Because I imagine that there are times when you don't come to a Monday, not just because you have a scheduling conflict, but you absolutely don't realize that your presence being there makes a difference in addition to what you get.
And especially when you don't feel good about you, you don't think you make any difference.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You see, when you're feeling great, well, then, yeah, I'll show up. I feel great tonight. But if you're a little off, then you say, oh, I don't want to inflict that on others.
I'll tell you something. When you don't feel well and you're willing to just be out there and say, hey, this is me, then that is a huge healing presence.
Mm.
There was a woman who stood up on Monday night who talked about, and she hasn't come very often, but she stood up and she told everybody that she and her husband had just gotten separated. And it was just so profound and profoundly healing that she was willing to be open and share that with people. And actually, everybody felt more well, and it was obvious that she was not feeling totally comfortable in herself that this was happening. It wasn't exactly what she wanted, mm-hmm. but it was who she was, all of her, not just the pieces that she wanted to put forward that she approved of. It was, this is me. And when you allow yourself to be exactly as you are and exactly as you're not, you become that healing presence.
Mm.
Or you actually allow your healing presence to come forward.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That's all really great to hear. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling into the show today, Alex.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks. Hope to see you next Monday.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Rashmi is holding. We have a couple minutes before the break. Let's take her.
Okay.
Rashmi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
We probably won't get to answer everything before we go to the break, but let's get started.
Oh, well, I'm happy to be on the call with you.
We're happy to have you.
Oh, thanks. I really like this topic. I don't know if my question relates to healing, but...
Well, ask your question and we'll see if it relates.
Oh, okay. I'm interested in Reiki, which is like a type of Japanese energy work.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken some massage classes.
Right.
And that's something that I'm interested in. I haven't massaged anyone or worked with anyone in a long time. But I was looking into classes, and I really like massaging people, and you know, I really like it.
So what's your question?
Well, my question is different. My question is about an old behavior I've had about feeling sorry for myself or, like, self-pity that comes up, especially when I'm alone. And I feel like I've gotten so much better lately, but it doesn't really reflect, like, what I'm capable of or who I am, but I feel like I feel like self-pity or sorry for myself a lot, and I was just wondering if you had any suggestions about that.
Well, I do. First question, do you like this feeling of self-pity?
No.
No. Okay. Do you want to get rid of this feeling of self-pity?
Not a good question.
I would say no because I feel like it helps. I mean, I don't have to be responsible.
Well,
so I don't know
okay.
if I want to get rid of it because it's been there since I can remember.
Okay. But do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing.
Very good. That's the answer I was looking for because it happens to be your truth. But you see, the second principle says you can only be the way you are, and the first principle says anything that you don't like about the way you are, you'll keep in place.
Including judge, not like, think is bad. That's a judgment. So, third principle, anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
And so I'm going to leave this show be exactly as it is for the moment, and we're going to go to a break.
And we'll talk more with you about it when we get back, okay?
Okay.
Come on back, everyone, and don't
miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We were listening to the commercials along with you, and it talked about the Premium Excellence Club. I know that a lot of you have been listening to this show. You've been downloading it. We hear that people listen to it before they go to sleep at night. They listen to it in their cars on the way to work.
We've even heard we had somebody running a marathon listening to it.
To multiple episodes as they ran the marathon. If you want to add the element of video with audio, the Premium Excellence Club is a great way to do it, and it's really wonderful to watch people transform as well as hear them. So if you want to know more about it, just go to our website. Rashmi is still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, third principle, talking about this feeling sorry for yourself.
If you notice you're feeling sorry for yourself, without judging yourself for it, without trying to get rid of it, without pushing it away, but in fact allowing it to be there, it'll complete itself.
And
it'll lose its power over your life. It'll allow you to be.
And there is something that you said earlier when you said, I'm not sure I wanted to go. It's been with me as long as I know.
Oh, that was brilliant, yes.
Because your mind sandwiches everything together. And so even the times when you've really been very successful in your life, it's included this additional attribute of being able to cave in and feel sorry for yourself. So the mind...
I wouldn't even call that an attribute.
But the mind thinks it is.
Yes.
And it's afraid if it loses that, you'll be less effective, you'll be less satisfied, you'll be less you.
You know what this makes me think of?
What?
When I'm losing weight.
Right.
I have gotten to about 165 pounds, and I drop occasionally to about 163. And when I get below 165, there's this idea that I'm... Yes.
Gotta eat some more.
I gotta eat some more because I'm losing something of me. Like I'd be better... I have to keep this weight that I don't really want anyway.
So, Rashmi, it's really about noticing that you have the idea that you might be losing something that you somehow think you might need for your survival, and just watch that without judging it, trying to fix it, trying to change it, trying to get rid of it. And then something that can pull you past that is getting engaged. And I know we've spoken to you before on the
not
show.
Not to be married.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, get engaged in your life. I know we've talked to you on Mondays, because you do come to Mondays, about incompletions you have at work or incompletions around your home, because you say it's often when you're alone. But I also think it's often when you're at work.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too.
Because you told us how sometimes, you know, your boss will say, hey, your desk has too many incompletions on it.
Yeah, I was told to, like, keep up in a timely manner with the work and the mistakes that I felt at work. I just wanted to get it done, and my boss told me I was making too many errors. I don't know if that's the same thing, but...
Well, you make errors when you get ahead of yourself, when you're not really present for what you're doing.
And whether you go to learn Reiki or take a massage class or not, if you're going to do that, if you want to be effective as a Reiki healer or a masseuse, the better you are at work, the more complete you are in
everything you do. See, it's not. See, you can't be a good healer if you're being incomplete in the rest of your life. You can't be a good healer and think you can do it and not clean your house or have the dishes done or your clothing washed. Or, you know, you can't. Your life is holographic. Our lives are holographic. The way you are in one aspect of your life is the way you are in other aspects, in all aspects, actually. So if you are less than complete or thorough in one aspect of your life, you'll bring that to everything you do, including the healing arts.
That makes sense, because I didn't want to feel like I was, I don't know, the word is fake or a fraud, like giving something to people that I didn't live or who I was. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Makes absolute sense. And I really commend you for having that as your starting point, because lots of people actually become a, quote, healer for the kudos, so that they can look good or people say, wow, thank you, rather than doing it for no reason, for nothing, but because it's an expression of yourself.
Oh, that makes... I did notice after I went to the last workshop, it was... Live in the moment, not in your thoughts. And I do notice that at my job, I put more attention and I'm taking care of a lot of the paperwork that comes in and filing it as it comes in. And so I don't have to spend so much time later. And I do notice I am spending more attention with people and listening to people while I do my work and listening to my boss.
Rashmi, that's being a healer.
You're describing being a healer, the people who call in to you, your boss, your coworkers, being around you.
That you're there to hear what they have to say, not rushing off to try to get it over with so you can move on to the important stuff. That's being a healer.
And that's where we're leaving it.
And that's the show.
Thank you, Rashmi.
And... Folks, share this show with people. You can put it up on Facebook and
you can tweet it. You can send it, share it. Thanks for being with us. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.